the culvert that's underneath. That was put in with the new town to bring all the water down from the hills and under. And when they built that culvert, they actually had a mini in it. That's how big it is. I think the interesting point looking at that photograph is that all the offices along Waterhouse Street had already been built at the time of the building of the water gardens.
They must have actually been taking a lot of the water down through the culvert, because obviously they couldn't do all that digging with the water in it. So I remember that all the River Gade at that point being dry. So they must have been bypassing the water.
Yes.
And in those fields we talked about, to the back of Cottrell's, where you could walk across, I can remember, and I really don't know what they were doing, but that they had something like four big diesel pumps with these big pipes coming out of it, pumping water actually back into that culvert. So there must have been flooding going on as well, so they're pumping that back into the culvert as well. And where Bank Court is now, where the gardens are, I can remember as the work progressed, they had a really, really big cement mixer, a RQS 22, so that was the drag line they were using, that was the skimmer they were using. An International BTT6, they used that as well, that was a small bulldozer. But they had a big cement mixer, actually bigger than this, and I can remember they had all the gravel and all the sand piled up and was delivered where those gardens were. And the way they loaded that, they actually had a winch on the top of the cement mixer, and a man would have a huge sort of bucket which he would just hold like that, and the cement mixer would pull it. So he'd pull all the earth and sand into the front loading bucket, tip it into the cement mixer, and then it would discharge from the back of it. And then they had sort of dumper trucks taking that, so that's what they used to build all the weirs and the concreted sites. So that was going on for quite a long, long time.